AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The favorite is unaffected by inclement weather on the way to a win at the Preakness Stakes.
An unbelievable scene at Pimlico Racecourse as a torrential thunderstorm hit just before the running of the 140th Preakness Stakes. It made no difference for the Kentucky Derby champion as American Pharoah cruised to victory, now getting the opportunity to become the first horse since affirmed in 1978 to win horse racing Triple Crown with a win 3 weeks from now at the Belmont Stakes. For trainer Bob Baffert, it's his sixth Preakness title. Tale of Verve finished second on a sloppy track. Glenn Clark, Baltimore.
The Federal Railroad Administration is telling Amtrak to start using a speed restriction system on trains going north through Philadelphia, where there was a deadly derailment. Violet Ekonomova has more.
The system notifies the engineer when a train is above the speed limit and automatically applies the brakes if the engineer doesn't respond. It's already being used for southbound trains approaching the curve where the derailment occurred. The federal call for immediate action puts more pressure on Amtrak, which has previously said it plans to install a next-generation system for the entire corridor by year's end.
A teen has been gored by bison at Yellowstone National Park while the exchange student and her host family were posing for pictures. National Park Service spokeswoman Tracy Weaver.
A young girl turned her back to the bison so she could have her picture taken with it, and the bison just took two steps and flung its head and gored her, throwing her up in the air.
The Park Service says the girl was between 3 and 6 feet from the bison when visitors are advised to stay at least 25 yards away. U.S. sailors were making history as they raced across the Florida Straits to Cuba today. An amateur race billed as the Havana Challenge was taking place for the first time with U.S. government authorization, thanks to an easing of tensions. This is AP Radio News. A person familiar with the situation says the NFL plans to change guidelines regarding the way footballs are handled before games.
The source tells the Associated Press that details will be discussed at the owners' meetings in San Francisco next week. The league wants to avoid the possibility that teams could tamper with footballs, and a vote from owners will not be required to make the procedural changes. Tom Brady was suspended for 4 games, and the New England Patriots fined $1 million and docked a pair of draft picks after an independent investigator found that the Super Bowl champions used illegally underinflated balls in the AFC title game. Brady has filed an appeal. I'm Jim Ludwin.
Federal authorities say they're sending $3 million in checks to people who bought Trivita's cactus-based fruit drink, Nopalea. Trivita settled charges in July that alleged bogus health claims and that its infomercials and ads were deceptive about benefits. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.